And joining us now is a former newspaper journalist, five-time New York Times bestselling author, has written books on all sorts of things, including government conspiracies, aliens, the 9/11, telepathy, secret societies. He joins us this morning talking a little bit about the alien life and UFOs. We're speaking about Jim Marrs. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, howdy. Good to be with you guys.
So your name Marrs, does that sort of incline that you're going to be looking to the heavens most of your life?
That is a little bit odd, but then as you mentioned in the intro, I cover a whole wide range of subjects. I'm just, I signed up to be a journalist, and I was taught that I should look for truth and present it to people, and hey, fool that I was, I thought that's what I was supposed to be doing.
When did you sort of sense that you had a sense or a radar that kind of would go after these type of things?
Well, I'd tell you, it'd be like if I was sitting in the newsroom and somebody rushed in and said there's a UFO landed in the park across the street and then ran out. Most of the people I would work with would say, boy, that guy's a nut, and go back to doing what they were doing. I'd at least go look out the window.
Well, on occasions when you've done that, what have you come across?
Well, in my many years, first off, I will say, quite honestly, as far as I know, I have never actually seen a UFO or an alien. But in my career, which spans almost 50 years now, I have talked to so many pilots, military and commercial, air traffic controllers, police officers, military people, whistleblowers, that I'm convinced we're not alone.
Jim, in talking with these people, it seems as though, do we have any hardcore evidence, though?
Oh, well, yeah, I think we do, except I think it's being kept from us. The day before yesterday, the live feed from the International Space Station showed what appeared to be a large object descending into the Earth's atmosphere, and then it appeared to slow down and almost maybe even come to a stop, but then they cut the feed. And that's caused a lot of the conspiracy theorists to go nuts, saying, hey, you're trying to keep all this from us. And that does seem to be the case, because this is not the only time that NASA has cut the live feed from the space station. They tried to take it out, but public opinion said, no, keep it going. And see, this raises a big question. If this is not us, if there's somebody coming here, then we have to start entertaining the question about, is this good or bad thing? I'm reminded of the science fiction book back in the 80s, Battlefield Earth, which, by the way, they've just issued a whole new, they've reissued it to critical acclaim, and it's all about how that the intergalactic mining company borrowed money to come and mine the Earth. And, oh, yeah, there were these humans here they had to take care of, too. And so it takes place in the year 3000 in this story, and they had the remnants of humanity have to band together and start figuring out a way to displace these alien overlords. And I'm just wondering if it's maybe this is not so far-fetched as I thought it was when I first read it back in the 80s.
You never know when the aliens are the friend or foe. That seems to be the battle, or the that's how different types of encounters
occur.
Yeah, that's
a big question. Well, my policy would be to extend the hand of friendship and keep your other hand on your wallet.
Right. I remember the old Twilight Zone, the one called To Serve Man. It turned out to be a recipe book.
That's right. It was a recipe book. Oh, gracious. Yeah, so the whole thing, the whole question, I think, is really fascinating, and I think all you have to do is get to outside a city where you can actually see the night sky, and if you'll watch long enough, you'll see things moving around up there, and a lot of it can be explained, of course, as satellites or airplanes or whatever, but there's also some weird stuff you'll see up there moving around, and I think we need to start paying closer attention to that.
Do you think that the aliens have been here in the past? There's always a thought about sometime prior to modern time, they may have visited and supplied us with some information.
Right. Well, if you look at the legends and stories of every ancient peoples in the world, from the Aborigines in Australia to the Native Americans in the America Southwest, and all the way over to the Middle East. You'll find that all the way back, even the ancient Chinese, the ancient Egyptians, they all talked about these folks that flew through the air and landed and gave them knowledge and instruction, and they just referred to them as those the people who come from the heavens. But in recent times, and before we really were cognizant of spaceflight, then we just wrote all that off as their mythology about their gods. But, for instance, in the cuneiform tablets of the Sumerians, which predate the Egyptians, they just called them the Anunnaki, which translates those who came from the earth, from the heavens and landed on the earth.
We're talking this morning to Jim Mars, and he was mentioning the Battlefield Earth. I'm intrigued by this, though, where there was, it's a 44 CD audiobook. How long will it take me to enjoy this novel?
Oh, listen, you could probably drive down to Mexico and back and listen to this thing. But, you know, it's been an incredible production because they have all these various actors doing the voices. They've got something like 100,000 sound effects. They've got music, the background music that they actually have produced and, for this whole thing. And it's pretty amazing. I think it'll be a movie for your mind.
You talk about aliens and things like that. What about, where do you come down on Bigfoot? In Ohio, there's been sightings. We seem to, there's even a society here as well. Do you even have certain theories and conspiracies of things where you don't even believe?
Well, I have no theories on Bigfoot or Sasquatch or whatever you want to call it. Although, because that is a true mystery. I have a close friend that's an airline pilot. And he's in with a bunch of other professional people, and they keep it quiet. But they've gone out, and they've been trying to track this Bigfoot down here in the Southwest. And they've actually recorded sounds. They've heard things moving around. They've got glimpses. You know, there's something there. But the fact that we can't seem to put our finger on it, can't seem to capture one, you know, this may actually fall under the role of the UFOs. Something that we just don't quite yet understand.
Jim, is there one conspiracy out there led by the federal government that maybe we don't know about that we should know about?
Well, I'll tell you that not only the biggest conspiracy going on today, but the biggest proof. Here's the proof of conspiracy. I think you'd have to admit that we have the technology available to us today, off the shelf, to feed, clothe, and house and give adequate medical care to every single person on this planet. But if we stop and think about it, right now, even as we're talking, there's literally thousands, if not millions, of children starving to death. I think, now, why is that? I don't know of anybody that would want that. So apparently it's that way because somewhere somebody does want it that way, or it wouldn't be that way.
I can follow that. If people want to find out more of the things you talk about or what you're all about, where can they get good details on that?
Well, they can go to my website, jimmars.com. That's Mars with two R's. And you'll find a wide range of subjects, everything from the Kennedy assassination to 9/11 to the secret space fleet to ancient aliens. I just go wherever I think the interest is. And I think a lot of people are becoming more and more interested in the idea that we're not alone.
Jim, do you sleep okay? I mean, do you have a night rest and sleep, or do you keep one eye open?
Yeah, no. I sleep pretty good because I'm not trying to con anybody or scam anybody. I'm just telling what I know to be true, and so I've got a clear conscience.
Sounds great. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning and all you had to say. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep watching those skies.